Good morning, this is German Vivas, licensed agent with Providence in your care and a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare benefits and what's new for the new year?
Yes.
Absolutely. Let's see what we can do to help you out. And now, of course, in order to begin, can you please confirm your zip code?
46217.
217. All right. Perfect. And let's see here. Awesome. Okay. And now, of course, before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know. We do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 22 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program for all of your options. And now, for Medicare compliance purposes, just in case we do get disconnected, do I have your permission to give you a call back at the number 463-212-1076?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay. And now the next following question I have here for you. Do you make your own healthcare decisions or does a family member or maybe a social worker help?
I make my own.
All right. And are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you?
No, I live with myself.
All right. Not a problem. And now, of course, the next step right here for you is going to be your verification of your Part A and your Part B. Do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today?
Yes, I do.
All right. And of course, whenever you're ready, we just need the combinations of numbers and letters right below your name, please.
Okay. T-E-3-A-1-6-D-M-7-1.
7-1, okay. And allow me just one moment while that pulls up in my system here. So let's see here. Here. Okay, awesome. Awesome. All right. I'm still with you here. I'm just waiting for it to load up, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's see here.
Miller. Miller.
All right. Let's see here. And here. Perfect. Awesome. There it is. Okay. For Ms. Brenda, correct?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Brenda. Perfect. And now, of course, Ms. Brenda, can you please confirm your date of birth, ma'am?
May 28, 1957.
That is also correct in my system as well. Okay. And are we still residing at the address of 1357 West Stop 11 Road, Apartment E in Indianapolis, Indiana?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So let's see here for you. All right. Parts A and B are active. That's good. Okay. That's good. Okay. All right. And now, of course, I do have a disclaimer here for you. Now, of course, before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking to me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment will allow me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Brenda?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So let's double check around here for you. And now, of course, the first step I do have here for you is going to be your doctors. Now, when you do see the doctors, do you see them frequently or just one time a year?
One time a year.
One time a year. Okay. So pretty healthy. Okay. And what about your medications? Do you take any prescription medications?
Yes, I do.
All right. Perfect. All right. And what about your transportation? Do you still drive yourself to the doctor visits?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. We'll grab that there for you. All right. And what about your dental? Do you need any dental work done or just regular cleaning?
I just got new false teeth about 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago. Okay. All right. So we'll check that for you here. And what about your vision? Do you wear any eyeglasses or do you need a pair of eyeglasses?
I just got them about a couple of months ago.
A couple of months ago. Okay. Good, good, good. Seeing that 20/20 vision, right?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So perfect. So let's start off with your doctor. Now, for your primary care doctor, what is the last name of your primary care?
I'm going to have to spell it out because it's hard to pronounce. It's A-R-I-S-A-B-E-L-E-D-A, Abello, M-D.
Let's see. Abello, M-D. Let's see, right there. Aris Roto, Abellida. Okay. I get it. I can see why. So we'll set that there, right there for you. And now, besides Dr. Abellida, do you see any other specialists, anything of the sort? Nah, okay. So only one doctor, so only once a year. Okay. And perfect. So we'll grab that there for you. Okay. So we'll check out here and here. Okay. All right. And now the next step right here for you is going to be your medications. Now for your medications there, I do see a list here, but of course, do I have your permission to go over this list with you, Ms. Brenda?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. And now the first part I do see here is amlodipine, benzopril. That's a capsule at 5 to 10 milligrams once a day. Are we still taking that?
Yes.
All right. And the next one I see here is Atorvastatin calcium tablet at 20 milligrams once a day. Are we still taking the Atorvastatin?
Yes.
All right. The next one I see here is Fluxetine capsule, 20 milligrams. Are we still taking the Fluxetine?
Yes.
All right. And the next one I see here is Hydrochlorazide tablet at 25 milligrams. Are we still taking the Hydrochlorazide?
Yeah.
Okay. And the next one I see here is Hydroxine tablet, 10 milligrams. Right there, that's about 4 times a day. Are we still taking the Hydroxine?
Yes.
All right. And the last one I see here is Lisinopril tablet at 40 milligrams once a day. Are we still taking the Lisinopril?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So that looks like all 6 drugs. Did I miss any drugs for you, ma'am? All right. And now when you do pick them up, do you pick them up at a Kroger's, a CVS, a Walgreens, a Walmart?
Well, it's easy at CVS, but sometimes they mail them to me.
Sometimes they mail it to you. Okay. So then just in case, we'll keep CVS just in case of the pharmacy, since you're still getting mail ordered there. So we'll keep it at that. And let's see here. Perfect. Okay. All right. That looks good. That looks good. Okay. And now, just to double check right here for you, now there are certain plans that are tailored to certain chronic conditions, such as heart problems, lung problems, and diabetes. Do you have any of those, ma'am?
No, huh?
Okay, healthy as a horse, healthy as a horse. I like it. Okay.
I do have high blood pressure, though.
High blood pressure. Okay, so we have high blood pressure. We only see the doctor about once. Okay. So let's see here, because you're pretty healthy. You only have high blood pressure. Well, let's make sure.
I have cholesterol, which has, I take medicine for that, too.
Yeah. Got you. Okay, that's not bad. So let's see here. Let's actually open up your benefits there. So they have you at a 20%, mainly because of your QMB. That makes sense. Okay. And you haven't seen a specialist, correct?
Pardon me?
Oh, yeah. So you're not seeing a specialist at the moment, correct?
No.
No specialist. Okay. So no specialist. Okay. All right. So from what I'm seeing here, because you only have QMB, so let's open here and here and here. Okay. All right, so I do see here that they are offering you a gift back there. And do you know what a give back is, Matt?
No.
Okay. So pretty much what a Part B give back is a reimbursement that goes back into your Social Security every month and at the form of reimbursement. And they have that for you at $123 there for your area. So now we just want to make sure that that is good to go for you. So let's see here. Let's make sure that here. And let's make sure, because you do have Medicaid, so we want to make sure it makes sense. So let's get that here. And here. Let's see here. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see here. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So perfect. So it is offered for you here at the give back of $123 there for you. But of course, we do want to make sure it makes sense there. And it does go through Humana as well right there. So let's make sure it makes sense here. Let's open that up. And you're only seeing your primary care doctor about once a year, correct?
Yes, needed.
As needed. Okay. So you're pretty healthy. Okay. So let's get that there. Let's check that over the counter. Okay. Let's check here as well. Okay. So you have it at 123. Let's open here as well. That's at 115. Okay. Let's open here because you only have QMB only. Okay, everything will still stay the same, which is pretty good. 35, 20%. Okay. Let's see here. Perfect. Okay. All right. Perfect. So let me double check this right over here for you just to make sure that it matches up with your Medicaid level, okay?
Okay.
All right. So give me one moment. Awesome. Okay, so I was doing a quick little research here. Now, I do see here you're currently with Humana, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because I did see here, it looks like you do have a healthy option allowance there. Let me double check there. Okay. So they have your healthy option allowance at 115 monthly, but we do want to make sure that it's eligible for those rent, food, and groceries. So let's make sure of that here and here. Perfect. Part A and B. Okay, good. Okay, so you are receiving right now that healthy option allowance right there. And from what I'm seeing here, it's at the total of $115 monthly, which is pretty not bad, not bad. So let's see here. It does match with your Medicaid, so that's good. Okay. Okay. All right. That's the production. Da, 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 da. Okay. All right. So from just seeing that there, you're in a pretty good position, honestly, from what I'm seeing here. Anything else would lower that cost for you. Now, there is a give back here for you now that doesn't match your Medicaid there, so that wouldn't really make sense. You get me?
Yeah.
Right there. Okay. So I could definitely say, yeah, you're definitely all good to go right there. Just from what I'm seeing, you're on the only plan there that goes with your Medicaid there. Everything else is higher Medicaid level, but based on your Medicaid level, yeah, you're on the only one that does offer that for you. So you currently have it at the moment.
Now, Let me understand this. Now, I still get my food card, which is $115 a month, right?
Yes, ma'am, of course.
And the other is how much?
Yes, the other one here is a Part B give back. That one's at $123 every month back to Social Security, but it does go through a process there on that one. When it comes to give back, that usually takes about a month or two right there until you get it all squared away and it could be all available to you, but it does come in a lump sum right there, so it gets credited back to you.
Okay. So it goes into my Social Security, right?
Yes, that would hit your Social Security. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I also don't mess up on my food card.
Exactly. So we want to make sure it makes sense, which, of course, since you only really see the doctor once a year there, could go for the gift back, but it does take a little bit of time for it to get approved right there, and then you'll definitely see that 123 increase on your Social Security, but it doesn't come with that healthy option allowance. So what you have right now, you do come with the healthy option allowance. It doesn't come with the gift back, but then there is a gift back for you, but it doesn't come with the healthy option allowance. So it's kind of a give and take right there, depending on your needs.
Yeah.
Oh, right there. So from my perspective, especially since, let's see here, because we want to make sure it makes sense, because you are having a 20%. And now when you do see your, well, you haven't seen a doctor in a while, but when you do see your doctor, are you paying zero or are you paying a copay for them?
Zero.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so we got zero, so that would still stay the same. Right up to 115, home health service at zero, we don't really need that. Outpatient hospitals, and have you been hospitalized before in the last past year?
No,
okay. So we're pretty healthy. That's at 14, 400. Okay, you have a level 1 LIS, so you're not paying more than $12 for a brand name drug. Okay, so let me actually compare those for you there, just to make sure that we're not missing anything. There, okay, cardiovasculars, okay, those are good. 80, diagnostic, you don't really go to the doctor, so you'll still stay at 0. 115, 0.35. Okay. So from doing the research there, yeah, you have pretty much pretty high benefits there. So it wouldn't really make sense right there to even do a switch or do a change or anything.
Okay.
Right there. So you're definitely in good hands. Good hands. But of course, I did see here, looks like your Medicaid level was a little bit higher, 24. So of course, if you do get a higher level of Medicaid, and that does qualify you for the extras there. I saw one at 250 and 355 right there. So if that ever happens, give us a call and we can definitely put you on those plans so that way you can reap that benefit, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. But all right, so you're all set with me and you have a great one, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.